This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Our message tonight is centered around the youth, the young people of today. It is a dedication, if you want to call it that. But I would like to call your attention to the sixth chapter, the book of St. John. We'll begin reading at the fifth verse, the book of St. John, the sixth chapter. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in the number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. Notice this 14th verse. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." On the behalf of the young people, the youth of today, and those who will pray with us, our message, what the Lord can do with a little. What the Lord can do with a little. We're living in a sick world. We're living in a hungry world. We're living in a world where some are saying that the youth or the young people are the order of the day. This world is hungry. And there's one thing about a hungry group of people. The solution, first of all, they need to eat. Jesus had a method, and he still has a method. Whatever situation confronted Jesus, he dealt with it in the proper manner. If Jesus met a sick man, he healed him. He took care of first things first. If Jesus met a hungry man, he fed. We want you to know tonight that we're living in a hungry world. It's one thing about a man that works daily. Everybody understands that in order to get a full day's work out of that man, it is necessary that the man eat. The employers understand that the employees have to eat.
Yes, sir. Yes.
For in their working programs, they have scheduled lunch hours.
Yes, sir.
And it's something about eating that makes the difference in giving a full day's work. Coming from the rural, I recall my father working on the farm, realized that the animals that he worked needed to eat. It was something about the mules that would make them give a better day's work once they had to eat. Isn't that right? Our message tonight says what the Lord can do with a little. The Lord can take little things and make big things. The Lord can take a little and do much with it. The Lord can even go further than that. The Lord can take nothing and make something out of it. The Lord can take nobody and make somebody. Isn't that right? But I want you to notice one thing, young people and everybody. I want you to notice one thing in the message tonight. I want you to notice that the Lord created everybody and he left everybody with something. I want you to pinpoint that. The Lord didn't leave anybody without having anything or without having nothing. Everybody the Lord made, he left them with something. So I want us to remember that. We notice as we look at the text tonight, Jesus is faced with a group of hungry people. And the way Jesus solved the problem, he fed them. And Jesus used his miraculous power. The Lord is a miracle performing God. And he is performing miracles today. But the question is, brother preacher, what is a miracle? A miracle is something that is beyond human understanding. You see, a human being cannot comprehend a miracle. And that is exactly the way the Lord proves himself. You see, you cannot understand the Lord in a test tube. You cannot understand the Lord in a laboratory. The Lord is a miraculous Jesus. Isn't that right? And we notice a miraculous Jesus during the time of our text is standing before a group of hungry people. And he asked one of his followers, Philip, said, Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now, Jesus knew all the time what he was going to do. But a lot of times the Lord just like to see how we are thinking. Philip said, Master, I just don't know because, you see, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient that all of these may eat. Now, we might be able to feed some of them, but I don't see how we can feed all of them. But he was overlooking something. He was overlooking the fact that the Lord did leave something. And that the Lord could take a little and do much with it. And I want you to pinpoint another word here. This word, lesser. Nobody. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was standing somewhere around that day, and we want to consider him as a lesser. Consider him, pinpoint this, as a lesser. And sometimes in our congregation, it takes the lesser to make other people understand. Sometimes it takes a nobody to make a somebody understand. This lesser here, no doubt he had to hold up his hand to get permission to speak. Or the message was not directed at him, but I can hear him say, Master, you didn't ask me. But I want you to know that we do have a symptom of food here. I don't know how we're going to feed all of the people, but I just want you to know that there is a symptom of food in the crowd. He said, there's a lad here which has five barley loaves and two small fishes. I know this is not much, but I just want you to know that we do have something. I stopped by tonight to tell you that the Lord is still waiting on someone right now to admit that you do have something. What the Lord could do if we would just only admit, Lord, I know I don't have a new automobile. I know I don't have a new home, but I just want you to know I'm thankful that I do have something. And you see, if you will take that something that you have and put it into the hands of the Lord can do much with it. So therefore, young people, I don't think any young person or old person should bear in your mind that I'm in a certain group. I'm in the minority group, and I cannot compete with other groups. All you need to understand that the Lord did leave you with something. Isn't that right? I see too many people who feel sorry for themselves. Saying, well, because of the color of my skin, I'm not able to do this. But if I could just get the Christians and all who will tonight to understand that the Lord gave you something. Isn't that right? Did you not know, as we go farther into the message tonight, all down through history, we can look and see where the Lord has taken that something and has done much with it. You might remember the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, didn't have much, didn't even have royal blood. But all of a sudden, they realized that they did have something. And the Lord blessed them for admitting that they had something. Isn't that right? Moses didn't have much when he was standing at the Red Sea with a group of mumbling and grumbling people behind. But the Lord had to remind him that day that he did have a rod in his hand. Isn't that right? David, the little shepherd boy, didn't have much. But he realized that he did have something. He had a sling in one hand and God in his heart. And then he believed that the Lord could take a little and do much with it. Not only in the Bible days, but the Lord is performing miracles right now. Some of you might recall a few years ago, as I go on to remind you that the Lord is still performing miracles. You might recall, I believe it was in Vietnam. A soldier was wounded over there. And it is said that they gave the soldier up for dead. The doctors had pronounced him dead. And they took him on off to be embalmed. And while the embalmers were taking care of their job, somebody said that they discovered a symptom of life. And they called back, and definitely they wanted an explanation. Usually, when that many doctors pronounce someone dead, he's dead anyhow. But the officers wanted an explanation. And the only explanation they could give, they said, well, you know, traveling over the rough roads, the body was shaken to the extent that the heart started back to beating. But I told you a few moments ago to pinpoint that lesser. It's always a lesser on the scene. It was a young soldier there that day that we have to consider as a lesser. He didn't have no bars on his shoulder. Did not have many stripes on his sleeve. But he realized that day that he did have something. And an article came out in the newspaper. Some of y'all might remember it. He said, "I don't care what the doctor said." Said a group of friends and myself prayed for my friend who was wounded all night long. And I'm going to have to say that the Lord raised him up. Did you not know the Lord is still able to raise the dead? Isn't that right? And I believe if all of us here tonight would only look back over our past lives, we too can recall where the Lord has taken a little and done much with it. We too can recall where the Lord has performed a miracle for us. Is that right? You know, I'm glad tonight that the Lord has enabled me to remember how he has blessed me. When I was lying down on my bed of affliction, it was nobody but the Lord who gave me back my strength. When the doctors couldn't do me no good, the Lord gave me back my strength. Is that right? And I never will forget when we were back home in school. I recall the elementary school days. And I told you to pinpoint a lesson. It was a young man in school where I came up. He was always considered as a laughing stock. And this young man kept a testament in his pocket every day. And he was considered as a slow learner. And other boys and girls would make fun of him. And I recall when we would go out for play periods, this young man was so slow until he had to stay in to try to keep up. And his mother was the only one available to support him. And she would do day's work while he was trying to go to school. But every day he would read from a little boy, he would read this testament. And I never will forget during the junior and senior prom. He did not have the right garment to wear, but he always remembered that he did have the testament in his pocket. And I recall also once we had graduated from high school and went on off to college trying to further our education. And this young man did not have a suitcase or a proper bag to carry his clothes in. But he walked on the college campus that day with an old white bag. And he was not able to go home during the holiday. He would stay on the campus and work all day long. And you know, out of the 4 years that this young man was there on the college campus, the Lord did bless him. He was an honor student. And I was back through there the other day, and the same school has already given him a job and planned for him to go off to do graduate work. But as I look back and call up on some of those boys and girls who came up with it, some of them have lost their lives, and some of them have already gone to the penitentiary.
Yes, sir.
And some of them have already become dope addicts.
My God.
And but here's a young man that understood that the Lord gave him something.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
here's a young man that understood that the Lord didn't leave him in the world without giving him something.
Yeah.
And he took that something that he had and put it into the hand of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Lord did bless him.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
And not only that, but young people, I would like to tell you that wherever you are, whatever your aim is in life, just remember that the Lord did give you something. Oh, isn't that right? And the Lord can take a little and do much with it tonight. Yeah. And not only that, but I look back in my own life, and I recall when we were coming up, my old father, if you'll excuse me tonight, I would just like to look back in his life. My father was pastoring a church, or pastoring several churches in the rural, and we were not able to go to the barbershop like other boys and girls. And but I stop by to tell you, I remember one day my father came home and he told my mother, said, "You know, the Lord called me to preach thy word. But you know, working all the week long on the farm and trying to preach during the weekend, it makes it mighty difficult. I never will forget that day he came home. He said, I'm going to stretch out on God's word. He realized that the Lord gave him something. And I never will forget. My mother could not understand. My mother couldn't understand how he could take care of family talking about preaching God's word. But oh, Lord, he turned the mules loose that day. He picked up his Bible and went on to start preaching God's word. It wasn't very long before we had given a man his farm back. It wasn't very long before we had started riding in our own automobile. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to tell you tonight, the Lord can do much with just a little. Oh, Lord, I look at my own self. I know the Lord can put clothes on your back. Yeah, I know the Lord can put shoes on your feet. I know the Lord will give you somewhere to lay your head. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. All you got to do is just try. I wonder, have you ever tried? Won't he lift up your face? Won't he open up closed doors? Sometimes when the people don't want to hear you preach in the church house, I dare you to try the Lord. I dare you to try the Lord. The reason I know what he'll do, I've already tried. I tried the Lord. I tried the Lord. I want to have you ever tried it. I know he's all right. I know he'll be a mother. I know he's all right. The Lord been good to me. The Lord been good. He laid down to sleep with me last night. I dare to try. myself.
Yeah.
I just try calling the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus.
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 Have you ever done that?
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
The Rose of Sharon Baptist Church, located at 1401 Martin Luther King Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, is currently accepting applications for the position of pastor. The Rose of Sharon Baptist Church is a 112-year-old church where our church family is Bible-based and Holy Spirit-led. It is incumbent that the next person God calls to pastor have gifts in leadership and communication, be an ordained minister, have pastoral experience, and or seminary training is preferred. The candidate must also complete and submit an application. The application deadline is December 31st. For more information and completed list of requirements and to obtain an application, please visit our website at www.roseofsharonbchurch.com. The Rose of Sharon Baptist Church of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow. offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Someone needs a miracle. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Someone needs a miracle. Come in the building and do it for me. Do it for me. Right now. How many of y'all really need him? Just give him a wave off and I tell him, someone,
someone
needs, somebody need a miracle.
A miracle.
If you're in the building to need him right now, you ought to stand on your own 2 feet and just
someone
give him a wave off and raise your hand to Jesus. Raise your hand to Jesus. Somebody needs
a miracle.
I don't know about you and you and you, but I know somebody out there tonight. Somebody.
Someone.
Somebody. Oh, somebody out there needs
a miracle.
Come in the building, Jesus. Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it.
Right now,
yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it.
Right now.
You got Bo Madison in the hem of his garment.
Do it for me.
In the heaven, all of the drugstores.
Do it for me.
All over the world.
Right now.
The other day when I put this song together, I didn't have no idea the thing that was going to happen to me. But when I was singing about somebody needed a miracle, I didn't know I was singing to Jesus for myself. A few days ago, they had me in the hospital, tubes going down my nose and down my throat. But I want you to know Jesus Christ, he didn't let no pain come through my body. I couldn't do nothing later than that. Thank you. Thank you.
Do it for me. Right now.
Counselor. I said, counselor. High blood pressure.
Do it for me.
Sugar diabetes. How many of y'all know he did? How many believe he would do it?
Right.
Why you got your hand raised? How many believe he will hear your cry? Lay your hand. Lay your hand on the one that's standing next to you and mean it from your heart. Look up to Jesus and come in the building, Jesus. Come in the building. Come on in the building. Come on in the building. Oh, come on in the building. Come in the building. Right now. You know, Jesus don't have to come tonight. He don't have to come here. If he would just speak the word. I said, if he would just speak the word. How many of y'all know it would be done if he speak the word? Come on, somebody, touch. Good, Jesus.
Do it for me.
I know you're able. Oh,
do it for me.
parish have lost faith in the justice system, because somewhere justice has become more about money and based on deals rather than finding the truth. The people need change. They need the truth. They need fair and equal consequences for people who violate the law. And more importantly, they need their faith restored in the justice system in Avoyelles Parish. It's about public safety, fairness, and equality for all. Early voting is October 16th through the 27th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd. Please go and vote. This PSA is sponsored by Concerned Citizen Barry Lesh, candidate for Avoyelles Parish District Attorney, and an underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Concerned citizen and candidate for District Judge Division F, David Michael Williams, believes in real justice.
That means being fair and equal regardless of a person's race, religion, nationality, or culture, treating everybody the same and with respect and dignity.
Real experience.
Ask your attorneys that you trust, how important is it for your judge to have jury trial experience?
And real solutions.
We want to find sincere alternatives to incarceration, especially for people who are addicts, who have mental disabilities, and people who are veterans.
This is why David Michael Williams, candidate for District 9 Judge Division F, is urging everyone 18 and older to get out to vote November 3rd.
This PSA is sponsored by Concerned Citizen David Michael Williams, candidate for District Judge Division F, and a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
The shine on me.
Come help me, Pastor. I call him Pastor.
Shine on me. I want you to let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. I want you to shine on me. Shine.
It said, may the Lord shine upon thee. Now, I don't know if you know how important it is for God to shine on you. Because if God don't shine on you, you can't prosper. If he don't shine on you, you won't be healed. If he don't shine on you, no more shining in the top. Let the light. Y'all better ask God to shine on you.
Oh, shine, shine, shine on me, shine on me.
I said, let the light from the lighthouse. I don't want them lights right there. I want the lights from the lighthouse. I want the light from the lighthouse to shine. Oh, shine on me. I believe God deserves some praise. I believe he deserves some praise. I believe he deserves some praise. You better praise him. Praise him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun. He's worthy. He's worthy. Give him some praise.
Little song says something like this. I've had troubles
in this life, you see.
But we're glad about this tonight, that I've learned how to lean on you, Jesus.
You carry me through it all.
Oh, 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 and I'm
dependent.
Yes, I am. One Tuesday evening, I had a talk with Jesus, and he promised me
he would carry me.
And oh, 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 and I'm
dependent.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
oh, and I'm
dependent.
Strange, but all I'm trying to tell y'all tonight is this, that I've learned
how to depend on Jesus, how to trust in him.
So glad I've learned
how to depend on Jesus.
Let me ask y'all something. Anybody here learn how to put all your trust in him? Can I take a little time and tell you how I learned to do it? Picked up my Bible and I went to Proverbs, the third chapter, round about the fifth and the sixth verse, where it told me to trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I had to learn to acknowledge Jesus Christ. And I wonder, can I get a witness in this building when I say, won't God step in and direct your path tonight? Can I get a witness in this building? Anybody here learn how to depend on Jesus? Somebody on it. Somebody here learn how to put all your trust in it tonight.
Come on, y'all, clap your hands.
Out in the
In his world.